All right, so this is the bit?
This is part of the bit now, yeah. I'm going to count you in, and we're going to start it. And then you're going to start talking, all right?
All right. We're back?
Yeah, we're back. Back after the bye week.
Yes, sir. Back like LCS.
Bjergsen. Back like the LCS. Speaking of Bjergsen, yeah. I don't remember the last status update, but I hate to break the news that he is in fact retired once more.
Yep, he was. He's actually at LCS.
Retired.
And yeah, retired.
But why is he there?
To support his friends.
Oh.
Why not? Why can't he go?
I'm not saying he can. I'm just asking. Kind of threw a wrench in my whole Bjergsen retired thing. I'm like he retired. You're like he's at the LCS. It's like now we've got conflicting statements. Kind of.
No. They're not conflicting.
Also, in other breaking news, Nuke Duck has unretired.
Yeah.
to take over Bjergsen's role.
They didn't have anyone else, so they just put a coach in.
Correct.
They don't have an ACL?
No, they don't. They don't.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
All right, cool.
Yeah, cool.
All right, speaking of
LCS,
NACL.
True, and NACL. And Bjergsen.
So if LCS is back.
It's back.
That means that they came to a decision.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have their little
statement.
Yes.
Now can we talk, since I think we didn't have an episode last week because it was a bye week.
Oh yes, yes.
We should talk.
We
about
were also
double lift selling the
yes.
The
we should absolutely talk about that.
He trolled.
we were also a part of the walkout last week. So.
Yeah, that was our walkout. It was the losers key walkout. Really, it was just Danny and I didn't want to talk to each other, so we walked out on each other.
And busy.
Yeah, and busy.
All right. Yeah, so Doublelift sold.
Yeah, he trolled hard.
Obviously, he's never, ever been a part of a strike before.
Correct. It's really funny. He basically went on stream and said, "I'm playing no matter what."
He said,
"He's like, let's be
said,
real.
Listen,
like, this is this shit doesn't matter."
And he said, "I don't know, guys. I think a lot of the other players are gonna say the same thing as me too."
Defeating the purpose of the whole strike.
All right, so then you know the LCS Players Association goes into talks with Riot the next day and goes. Yeah, you know that Doublelift guy? He doesn't.
Yeah. What can we
That's
say?
That's not us. Can you guys just, like, ignore that part?
Yeah. The words of Mr. Lift do not speak for the words of the LCSPA.
But, man, he was getting flamed a lot.
He was.
I was like, wow, that is kind of, like, the dumbest kind of shit you could have said.
Yeah, it was very questionable. Uh-huh. I kind of figured someone was going to say some shit like that. And it really, like, the only person I could picture doing it was him. So, like, I'm surprised it didn't happen, like, closer to the start of the walkout. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm surprised more people didn't tweet something like, obviously we stayed with the players that we're striking for, but at the end of the day, we want to get this resolved because at the end of the day, we're all competitors, blah, blah, blah. Which is basically what Doublelift said. And he's like, fuck the walkout, I'm trying to go to Worlds. So... I mean, the walkout was going to end anyway. Doublelift isn't the sole reason, you know, it might have gone in a bad way. It was just never going to go the way that the LCSPA wanted it, ever.
Well, okay, so let's talk about that then. So,
yeah.
So here's, I have a summary of the terms since their walkout vote. So Riot said they were going to give $300,000 to the people who set up and run the, and like deal with all the teams and shit. And I don't remember what the name of what they were. But that is changed. And for the remainder of the 2023 season split, it will be split amongst the 10 teams in order to boost player opportunity and pay. That makes a lot more sense because that company could have taken it and not even given it to the teams or, you know, said they did and not give the full amount or, you know, whatever. So I think that that's a great, you know, what you call it? A great
solution.
All right. So 50% of all future NACL sponsorship revenue will now be shared by NACL teams. I think this is great. It helps keep those teams in business. And continue playing. Next point is the NACL will have a team participation agreement in 2024. This means that the NACL teams will have to abide by minimum standards in order to receive payments or revenue share from Riot. Yeah, that makes sense. This sounds like some like legal shit that they have to do.
Agreed.
Let's see. A minimum of 30 days severance pay for termination without cause for any player earning up to 1.5 times the league minimum salary and 15 days notice for any player competing on a visa. Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Cool. Yeah, good.
Players and teams will share equal representation on a committee to determine any further changes to the practice schedule in a collaborative manner.
Cool.
Hmm.
By the way, that second to last one, it's kind of crazy that that wasn't in place beforehand. Maybe it was, maybe something, but like that one seems like...
This crazy. Next one? Yeah.
No.
Teams
no.
will...
The one yeah. where, like, the 15-day notice and, like, you know, severance pay, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
kind of wild
literally
that
any
in place.
Any other business would have that.
Yeah, correct.
Like, oh, hey, we're firing you.
No heads up or anything. They came from fucking across the world.
So it's like, oh, okay, so you're giving me money then, right? Like,
no.
You guys are just firing me out of the blue.
Bye.
All right. Other than, you know, if they commit a crime, then, you know, maybe then they don't get the money, but the rest, yeah. Okay. So the second to last one is teams will take action to ensure all foreign players have mandated health care available to them by the first day they are in the U.S. This is also, you know, something that they probably should have had.
Yeah, probably.
Let's see. In the last one, right, in the LCSPA will sign a memorandum of understanding, an MOU, that establishes meetings and notice parameters to ensure all parties are aligned before any further decisions are locked and communications are made. That is probably to stop what happened here.
Yeah.
You know, what happened before this. So that's good. Now, a lot of people were saying that this was like, a big L for the LCS Players Association. I mean, like, the things that they were asking were outrageous.
Yep.
They were saying that they took an L on that anyway, so
yep.
It's like, maybe that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
It was,
maybe
that's
it was
like how you do a fucking,
time.
You know.
Shoot for
it's
the
like,
moon, aim for
exactly.
the stars.
And then you get, like, what you actually want.
Exactly.
Which is probably this.
Yeah, it's probably something so. Close to it. I mean, I would imagine in a perfect world, they probably get a bit of what they were asking for.
No, I think this is great.
I agree. I think what they got is good. It's good.
Yeah,
this is not a loss. Anyone saying it's an L is just a weirdo on the internet, period.
And they don't understand what,
don't
what
understand.
The fuck a strike is.
Yeah, literally.
Uh-huh.
They're lucky they got anything, to be completely honest with you.
yeah, true. Yeah. I think all these things are good and going to, improve league and improve the NACL.
Agreed.
And the LCS. So, what was I going to say? I don't know what this means for the, I'm calling them academy teams because I'm tired of saying the acronym.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, you know, all those spots are filled. Has that started yet? Do you know?
Yeah, the Challenger League started a couple days ago, I think. Or it might have started last week. Something like that. Bless you.
You know, I don't watch that, so.
Yeah, no. We literally watch League of Legends for, like, a thing. Like, it's a part of what we do now, basically. And we don't watch it.
We don't watch that.
It's got to mean something. Like, it's just not entertaining.
I mean, like, I don't watch, like, I don't watch the ERLs. If I watch ERLs, it's like playoff stuff, that. You know, I don't watch Challengers League for what
Korea.
It is. Yeah, Korea, and then LPL is what, Champions League or something? I don't actually know
100% what theirs is.
So
actually, I'm pretty sure the LPLs is actually just LCK.
It's also true.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just, there's too much League of Legends content to consume, and the people who are watching this stuff are the people who are even more diehard than us somehow, or people who just like to throw on something that they can have on in the background, because
or it's like their job, you know?
Correct. Yeah. Like they
don't have to,
or the casters.
Yeah.
Like
they got to go to work.
Correct. Like it's not pulling in the viewership because there's many people like us that. They just don't really care about it. Like, the future can matter. Like, that's what the goal of it is like, they're the future of the game. But, I mean, they'll just be on the LCS teams eventually. You know, it doesn't really matter if we see them beating TSM Lost on his academy team for, like, the 30th time. Like, it's not moving the needle. I've seen this guy lose on two different stages. Like, it's not doing much for me.
He lost.
Correct. Often.
Speaking of viewership... the current viewership is for the LCS is not looking good.
Crazy. Who would have thunk it? They're streaming on Wednesday, Thursday.
Well, Wednesday, Thursday, yesterday. Friday.
Yeah.
So because they had the time off, they had the interrupt with the walkout.
Yeah. Same with us.
Yeah.
Putting you to sleep, man.
They are, they have to have a super week where they play three matches a week now until the end of the summer split.
So every week's a super week now?
Yep.
Oh, that goes hard.
Yes, I agree.
Not that it really matters to me, because that's, you know. But
because
I mean, the games are getting played Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like,
I know
I'm doing stuff.
Where's let's see,
I will be watching the VOD.
Let me see LCS. Yeah, let's see. All right, so it starts at 2 p.m. Pacific time.
So wait, what is that for us?
Noon.
On a Wednesday.
You're out of your fucking mind, yo.
Who is watching that?
No one.
Actually, God, they're just trying to kill it off, honestly. They should just switch. Like, if they're just going to air it during the week, switch to a format where it's, like, fucking, it's, like, airing at night. Like, it's California, bro. They can start at, like, 5 p.m. there or, like, 6 p.m. there. Like, who cares if they're going to, like, 11, bro? Just, they're gamers. They don't do anything. The people who are watching are gamers. They don't do anything either. They will be there until 10:30, 11 o'clock, bro. They don't care.
Yeah.
It's just so troll.
Mm-hmm.
They'd get more viewership if it aired at nights, even on a weeknight. I'm almost sure of it. I'd probably watch.
I'd have it on. I mean, granted, it'd be on the second screen, but it'd be on. Yeah,
it's that's second monitor material, though.
That sure is.
Sometimes
I mean,
I don't even have.
I'm playing
on
League
there.
On the main monitor. What do you expect?
Correct. Yeah. Anyways, that's just really troll, and it's very upsetting because I think that it's like they're trying to maybe justify killing off the LCS. They're like, well, viewership's just not there.
Well, I mean, you know,
what do we do? What do you want from us?
Well, let's look at the times here, you know.
Starting at noon on a Wednesday.
Yeah. All right, so let's go through
imagine if the popular sports of the world, like, imagine if football was at noon on a Wednesday. It'd still probably get pretty good viewership, but, like, the fuck is that?
Yeah.
That's like...
Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
I don't know, like... It's, I don't know, like, I understand, like, it's probably Riot, like, competing with, like, themselves in a way, where they're like, all right, well, we can't have, you know, LCS on the same days as LEC and LPL, LCK, you know?
You know,
in the same time slot, but, like, I don't know.
LPL, LCK are in the same time slot for the most part. Like, they overlap often.
Then... What are we fucking doing here?
I don't
think
they're worried about the... Because LCS and LCK don't even overlap. They never did.
Mm-hmm. LEC, you mean?
LEC and LCS never overlapped, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I think that it was actually good for viewership that people could go from watching LEC straight into LCS. Probably could get quite a few people from Europe even watching the LCS because of
what?
I know, crazy. Crazy to think about.
Uh-huh.
But you can't do that if it's in the middle of the week.
No.
At noon.
Now I think the problem is that they use the same arena for Valorant.
That's the biggest problem. They've chosen their golden child now.
Yeah.
LCS either needs to it's a scenario of like a parent or a family, a household with like two parents, one kid. They have a new kid all of a sudden, but they only have one room, right? This other kid's 18.
Yeah.
So he's got to go. It's time for him to move out because new kid needs a spot to stay. Okay? He's got to live somewhere. He's just a child. You're a grown-ass man. Get out. Uh-huh. Get out, or you can have it. You can have it at Wednesdays at noon. Those are
Wednesdays
the options.
At noon from noon to, let's see,
Noon to four. Can't sleep here.
Noon to whatever fucking time it ends. I don't know.
That's what I think of what happened with the LCS. they lost their spot to a Counter-Strike copycat.
And that is massively hilarious.
It's pretty fucked. Honestly, it's kind of whack if you ask me. Like,
yeah.
I don't think Valorant is like nearly as exciting as League of Legends.
No.
Imagine the viewership our region could pull if we were good.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy.
It would be huge if we were
huge.
Good. It would be fucking massive.
Literally.
So what I'm hearing is that the LCS teams just need to actually get fucking good.
Yeah. But there's probably just no motivation to grow within the region now. Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, from the teams, they could care less, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And from some of the teams that I saw fielded yesterday, I can tell you for damn sure some of them do not care.
Well, let's talk Segway? About the rosters. I have all of them here.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about the rosters. I barely want to talk about the games that I watched. But yes, let's talk about them, Dan.
All right, TSM. presumably their last split in the LCS.
Correct.
They're getting the fuck out of here.
It's Joker.
All these players are contracted until LCS elimination.
So like 2 weeks from now, once they're statistically eliminated,
Wild
Turtle is now looking for a job.
They won't even show up. All right, so TSM is Hanzer, Boogie, Ruby, Wild Turtle, and Chyme.
Yeah, but
honestly,
Ruby not currently playing because he's not here yet. He's still in.
How did they? He
it's
had an
insanity.
Extra like. Weeks.
I know, but Insanity played yesterday. Trust
That's
me,
insanity.
I didn't want to see that either. I saw it. I'm not. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not sure if Ruby's gonna make a difference either.
I don't think so either.
It's gonna be rough.
How come Treats is here, but fucking Ruby didn't make it? It was literally yesterday.
I think. I don't know. Dude's name is Solmin Lee.
Eastern.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's tough from all those Eastern countries
these parts.
Or not. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go Team Liquid. Team Liquid. Summit.
Same Pioshik, team as last week.
Harry.
Harry. Yeah. It's just Harry.
Yeon and Core JJ.
Yeah.
Yep.
No other thoughts on this team besides yep.
Pioshik, former world champion, Kindred skin now out. What's he got to play for now other than the bag?
Honestly, I can do nothing but respect it. This is a gaming king. He knows
Correct.
He knows what's going on. Also, another note, on their academy team is Arrow, former NA legend, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be replacing Yeon at some point in this split. I'm damn sure of it.
Yeah,
Yeon
I have all
sucks.
The
Yeon sucks.
I have all the academy teams here too. So
I don't want to talk about all that. I just figured I'd point out Arrow.
We're just gonna go through them quick. So all right, Immortals, Solo, Kenvy, Bolulu, Tactical, and Treats.
Yep.
Team's not that bad, I don't think.
You know, this is absolutely one of the LCS teams, and I think I like their chances of at least winning one game.
Of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Of them, you think they finish last?
That's gonna be some tough competition. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think one team's got it like, on lock.
I feel
sure.
like any one of these teams besides Cloud9 could and FlyQuest could be last.
Don't speak so soon, Dan.
I know. I've watched one game, so.
Oh man, I watched every game from yesterday. Let me tell you, there were some stinkers, brother.
Yeah.
And
I had
FlyQuest,
it on and
they put
I
up one
like,
of them. They put up a stinker.
I think that one was on when and I watched it and I said, "Wowie, that was
who else,
a
Who else are we going to talk about?
Dignitas, Rich, Santorin, Jensen, Tomo and Diamond.
This one is nasty.
I saw some tweets towards Tomo and him not being good.
Listen, I don't think any player should be like flamed for being bad, right? Mm-hmm. You know, or like they're going to, right? It's inevitable. But yeah. Like, it's not right to like tell them like anything that's like personal, right? You can tell mm-hmm. them they're bad, which is fine. I guess.
Yeah.
I just said that they shouldn't tell them they're bad. You can tell them they're bad, just don't be a fucking dick and tell them to kill themselves. Anyway, this team sucks. They are all not good. Jensen is just in it for the paper.
Washed.
Same with Santorin. Correct.
Taking DoorDash to people's houses next split.
Literally, I don't even remember who I saw playing top lane yesterday. It was Rich. He looked like he was half asleep in the chair. And honestly, I respect the fuck out of that. Tomo, pretty sure he wasn't even the game. He might have... Pretty sure I saw a summoner disconnected thing like halfway through.
He was playing on he was playing Wild Rift.
He's playing on his phone. Diamond, this guy
couldn't make it.
This guy that might be his rank. he should maybe change his name to Bronzo after what I saw. That's Elite Flame right there.
All right, Golden Guardians, same as last split.
Yep. Nothing new here. Yep. This team will probably be one of the better teams.
Oh, yeah, true. Never mind. This team couldn't be last. Unless.
Unless. next, FlyQuest. Same team, except they swapped supports.
Yeah.
They got Vulcan in now, and they are 0-2 on the split so far, so that's pretty exciting.
Evil Geniuses has Revenge, Armeo, Jojo Pune, Unforgiven, and Ayla.
Ayla. Former FlyQuest support, Ayla.
Yeah.
This team actually looked good yesterday.
I agree.
They looked really good. I was very surprised. Jojo Pune looked fucking nuts on the Gragas specifically. Mm-hmm. I'll just consider this me talking about the game. I think they perfect gamed. I don't remember who they played yesterday. Let me see. Yeah, you know what? I can't find it, but I don't care. So. They perfect gamed NRG, I believe, which segue NRG, formerly known as CLG. This team consists of three quarters.
The same team.
They're almost the entire team.
Is it the same? No,
no.
FBI
downgraded.
And Ignar.
Yeah.
Yes.
As soon as I saw FBI signed to this team, I just knew it was over. The magic was gone. They had three of the five members of CLG on this team. And then they filled the 80 carry slot with FBI, and it's just over. This dude is the biggest fraud playing in the LCS currently.
FBI is?
I cannot begin to... I just can't watch this guy play League anymore. He sucks. He's bad. I think he might be the worst LCS player still competing. That's not a joke. I think he deserves so much flame. He had so much praise when he, like... started to pop off when Golden Guardians made that run so long ago, and he hasn't done anything since, and he still somehow finds his way onto these rosters somehow. I don't know what they see in this guy. This guy is TSM lost with like one good stage game. That's all he is.
Anyways, he better or worse than Tomo?
You could say anyone and I would say worse. He's worse. Uh-huh. He's worse than me.
Matt said, let's get in there.
Listen, if it came down to like a 1v1 between 80 carries with the fate of the world on the line, and you had to choose mm-hmm. between me and FBI, I'm damn sure everyone would choose me if they saw what I saw in this guy. He doesn't have it. I've got it.
Doesn't got it.
I've got it. He doesn't.
I've got it. who
anyways,
else?
Done going in on him. Sorry.
100 Thieves. Someday.
Back.
Closer. Quid.
Yeah.
Double
lift. Not currently playing.
Busio.
Quid didn't play, so Nuke Duck was mid laner.
Yeah.
Quid is not in town. He's out of town on vacation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, apparently they don't need him.
He said, yeah, of course not. They've got North American legend Nuke Duck. European legend.
North American legend coach, though.
True. Is he the head coach of this team?
He is, I don't know. Right? He's a coach of the team.
He's one of the coaches of the team. Who else we got? Any other
Cloud
teams?
Nine.
Yeah, Cloud Nine.
It's the same.
Same team.
There it is. You know, I was thinking of going through Academy. I don't want it anymore.
You know, I remember, like, after MSI, or, like, during MSI, after, like, this team and Mad Lions get eliminated, didn't you say that they signed Niski? Didn't you say C9 signed Niski?
I don't know. I saw something. Oh,
I think
he
got trolled. I think that's
what if
happened.
No.
I was thinking
Visa
about
issues,
that.
Man.
No, he's not on the roster. I think you got baited. I think it's like kind of the meme. It's like, because they went back to him before, right?
I think so.
They went back to it, and he kind of like, he's kind of done that before, where he's been kicked off a team, and then he just comes back to the same team. So I think it was kind of like a meme. Like, it's like they got eliminated, and they immediately picked up Niski, which is kind of funny to think about. Like, they're like, our team is almost there. We need to fix this with Niski.
Fuck. What? I literally saw it.
Anyways, you did say something like that, though, right?
Yeah, I did. I definitely did.
Have you seen Sven's last name? Sven's last name?
No.
It's Svenningsen. Everyone's so funny to me. It's pretty funny.
Svenerson.
Svenningsen.
All right, where the fuck is this Niski? I'm gonna find it.
No, I don't think you are. I think you got baited.
I don't think I am either.
Yeah, probably didn't even happen. You just fucking started. It was like me announcing Bjergsen retiring. Just fabricated.
I like that he has like his like niece or nephew on his shoulders, and him, and he just said Nunu Main. let's see. Oh, it was a meme. Fuck.
Of course it was. Can you send me it? I kind of want to see it.
Yeah.
I want to see if it was like so obvious and you still fell for it.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious, huh?
No.
I want to read it off word for word, bar for bar, so that way I can tell everyone what you fell for. If I ever get it. Probably not at this point.
Let me see. I'm sending it now.
I think, I don't know if you, did you only watch LCS this week, or did you watch any LCK?
Yeah, I only watched, God damn, what happened?
You want to talk about the game you watched then? Or you want me to kind of talk about what I saw? I can kind of go off on that while you're,
It's not saving?
You're trying to send me an image or just linking me a tweet? Anyways, I watched every LCS game from yesterday. I watched, damn, if only I fucking could remember what the fuck actually happened. Like, what teams actually played. Why is this only showing LEC? Show me LCS.
I don't know.
Hang on. I don't know. We're good. I think. Yesterday. Where's yesterday? Okay. So, I watched C9 versus Golden Guardians. This one was a... This one was a... Okay, so... this is so stupid. So it's Niski quote tweeted a tweet from Mad Lions from 2018, from when they said best of luck at Cloud9. And he quoted it saying, "Goodbye, everyone. It was a pleasure to play with you," adding Karzy. And then C9 Jack replied, "Welcome back." So Danny got because he didn't look at the date. It's just November. you didn't
it also says 2018.
I know.
I absolutely did not.
You got baited pretty hard. And that's, uh-huh. You know what? I can respect that.
Easy.
It's really funny. I think it's even more funny that you came on here reporting it as fact.
Yeah.
Which is another thing that I'd like to go over. Speaking of reporting, I hate to break this to you, but Bjergsen has once again come out of retirement. So unfortunately, he's
what?
Back. It's crazy, I know, but he's back. Someone's got to tell this guy he's got to stop. He can't keep getting away with it. Anyway, C9 versus Golden Guardians. This one was honestly pretty slow for the first 20 minutes, and then it ended like 5 minutes after we hit 20 minutes. C9 won like a fight, then they won another fight, and they ended the game. 26 minute game, pretty cool stuff. Love to see that. Then I saw TSM play against Team Liquid, and TSM have Haunter and Wild Turtle on their roster, and Insanity instead of Ruby, which, again, not sure he's
That's
making
insane.
Much of a difference. It's Insanity. They got stomped by Team Liquid, even though Team Liquid looked pretty bad. I don't think they could. They just didn't have it in the fights. Their laning phase was pretty good, but in fights they looked very all over the place, very scattered. IMT versus Dignitas. What is Dignitas doing here? Why are they allowed to play? Relegate them now. They made IMT look like the best team in the world.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if this wasn't a perfect game, it was damn near close to a perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
These next three games, including the IMT Dignitas, EG versus NRG. I believe this one was also a perfect game. I think all of these games ended with only one kill,
much stink.
Dignitas was the only team out of six of these teams to get one kill while losing, or three of these teams to get a kill while losing. So Dignitas got one kill at the end of the game. Otherwise, it would have been a perfect game for IMT. And then EG versus NRG. I think EG had a perfect game. Didn't lose a single tower. Got every objective, and didn't drop a single kill against NRG. And I blame that. I blame that 100% on Ignar. Or not Ignar, sorry, FBI. It's only his fault. And then FlyQuest versus 100 Thieves. FlyQuest did not get a single kill this entire game. I don't know how that happens. You have Prince and Vikla on your team. Free Spica. We're back. My agenda has returned once more. Send Spica to China. It's the only chance he'll prosper.
I don't know, man. What do you think needs to happen in this region for it to be not absolute fucking dog
you
shit?
Know what? I'm not even sure the region's not dog shit. Maybe it's just double this time. Maybe in year 20, it's his time.
Year 20.
Year 20 of playing League of Legends.
Speaking of year 20, there's a 30-year-old playing in the LCS.
Who? Wait, let me guess. Yes. Yeah, okay, thank you. Is it Haunter?
I was like, of course I'm going to guess.
Don't say Haunter. It's either Haunter or Santorin.
Okay.
Maybe not even Santorin. Uh-oh.
Okay, Haunter is the correct position that this player plays.
I clicked on something on LoL Esports and it started playing the VOD from the game, so I'm sorry for the audio that just played in everyone's ears.
Yeah, I didn't hear it, so it's fine.
Yeah, I know, but the podcast will.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. So, wait, it's a top laner, and they're 30 years old.
Yes.
Oh my god, it's happening again.
It's in the game.
If I'd have to.
I can't click on anything. I'm really trolling here. This is pretty funny. Everything I click on, like, opens up a fucking stream. This is the worst. Fuck, dude. I don't even know. Is it fucking Impact? It's gotta be Impact.
Not Impact.
Okay. How many guesses?
One more guess.
I'm just gonna guess every top laner.
One more guess.
Fuck. No way it's Revenge, right? Hang on. Don't that's not it.
Is that your guess?
No, I'm not locking that in. I'm looking. I'm looking at Immortals team right now and I don't see a top laner on their team. It's Solo. Solo is 30 years old.
It is Solo.
I saw he's on their team, but he doesn't have a role selected. It's just Phil.
His name is not Phil. No, it's Solo.
It's yeah, sorry. he looked pretty good, to be honest with you. He looked pretty good.
For a 30-year-old, yeah, he looked pretty good.
That hand eye is still there. He's got it.
Other than the fight that just happened, which did not look very good.
Did he? The age is catching up to him, huh?
Yeah, this was definitely a fight that a 30-year-old took.
I hope I can find it later and just be like, that's the one.
Find what?
The fight that you're talking about right now.
Oh.
So that I can see if it's like...
I mean, they're doing the replay right now.
I'm not watching. I don't want to watch.
If you're... Oh my god, that's the worst flash I've ever seen in my life.
Was it Solo?
No. It was Bolulu.
Bolulu.
He was on Annie, and your one job is the flash stun, and he whiffed the flash stun.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Anyways, do you have anything else
to say about?
We're talking about LCS. Do you have anything else to say about LCS? Otherwise, I'm going to talk about Korea.
It's dying. That's it.
Okay.
And I'm really excited to see Niski play on C9 next week.
Cloud9 legend Niski is back. All right. I'm going to talk about Korea for a little bit. I'm going to try and speedrun it. Kate, I watched a game from every single team this week. I got to see every single team play this week, so very cool. First time I've done this in a little while. Glad I got to do this. KT versus HLE. First game of the split for Korea. Banger. Three games. KT winning in three games, but I think it's kind of a little bit of KT play well. HLE, their jungler's Clid. He no play well always.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's just kind of how it's going to be for HLE until they get a jungler that is not Clid.
Yeah, okay.
Free
yeah.
Viper.
Yes.
Then I watched Damwon Kia, or sorry, is it Damwon? It's not Damwon Kia. It's
D plus Kia. Come
D
on.
D plus Kia. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate that. And they looked pretty good. They played against Lift Sandbox. Willer could not carry this one against the Jungle Canyon.
Rip.
And you know, I'm not so sure I expected much from Lift Sandbox. I think they had a pretty good split last summer, spring, whatever the fuck it was.
Spring.
And now they're looking to probably do the same thing, I would imagine. Free Willer.
Mm-hmm.
Then watched the Kwangdong Freaks versus Dragon X Gaming. This one was
for those not in the know. That's DRX.
That's DRX, current world champion DRX, by the way.
Bottom tier league team, by the way.
Yeah. I don't actually remember who won this one. I believe it was I think it was the Freaks.
It was one of the teams.
Yeah, I think the Freaks 2-0'd him here. Doodoo hard carry or no, it was three games. Doodoo hard carried one of the games.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, does that really shock you?
I mean,
no.
Come on.
Kwangdong Freak legend Doodoo, he was smurfing. I will say Dragon X Gaming, or also known as ZRX, their AD carry, I think it's Paduk. He was playing really aggressive on the Aphelios. He was on it like almost every game, and he was like constantly like flashing in, like trying to make plays. And I love seeing it. It was really entertaining to watch these games, like much more entertaining than I thought it would be. So, Kwangdong Freaks versus TRX is a certified LCK split
Bangla.
Start classic. Then I watched. Hang on, let me pull up their full name because it's funny if I say the full name. I watched OK Savings Bank Breon, also known as OK Bro. or okay bro man okay it's one of the three
okay man bro
okay oh yeah here it is okay man bro I watched them play against Nongshu Red Force. This was also one that was on the don't really care if I watch it, and Nongshu kind of stomped on him.
Poggers. Not
yeah.
Okay man bro,
not yeah, okay man bro is not okay man. They are not. Not currently. Then I saved the best for last. I watched T1 versus Gen T. Three game banger. It went the distance and a team won. And I'll just tell you, it was Gen G. It doesn't really surprise me. They got Zeri in the third game, and this champion is broken still somehow. It feels like we've been saying this for a while now.
Yep.
So ban Zeri.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why it got through champ select. T1 in game 3 was up like 5k gold, and then they got like Zeri got like one kill, and then they fought again and Zeri was untouched the entire fight, because how do you even begin to run at this champion?
Zeri.
Yeah. So please just delete Zeri from the game.
Yeah, and Yumi.
And Yumi. Fuck both of those champions. They're so
I love that Yumi's back in the meta.
Yeah. They are changing Zeri. They're taking away her like shield gain.
Uh-huh.
Doing some other shit. I think maybe her like auto attacks don't spread, something like that.
Who decided this? Did Freak decide this?
Probably Riot Freak, yeah. Maybe he's actually looking out for the game.
I don't know, man.
He probably like up the damage on her.
What is it? Why are you over there?
Everything does more damage now, but she doesn't get a shield anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's fair. Anyways, that's all the League of Legends I watched. I only watched 10 games this week. Nothing too bad. Actually, it was more than 10 games. It was a lot of games.
Yeah, I just watched some of these LCS-er type games.
Yeah, still watching them.
Yeah, I'm just so confused on, you know, why things are the way they are.
All right, what's next, Dan? You got what's
Koi? Okay,
LVP?
Let's talk about that. So I saw this today. Yeah. I think it happened today actually.
Okay.
Let me see. So, what's the owner's name of Koi? Is it like
Ibai?
Yeah.
Ibai.
So.
IBAI. I don't know.
So he usually co-streams like all of the Koi games and stuff.
Crazy.
And someone's he said he's not doing it anymore because. Okay, so one of the players was having a connection issue.
Oh fuck.
And they said it was like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And they were like, the LVP, which is a Spanish league.
Yeah.
Was like, sorry guys, we got to go to the next game. So they made Koi FF. And they got a loss. So he's like,
Ibai.
Yeah, him. He was like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
Why, to like not give them viewership? Is that it?
No, because he owns Koi and they gave them a loss for no fucking reason.
Right. So he won't co-stream the games.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to give them viewership, right? That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's what I said.
Yeah, I guess. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Good for him. Fuck them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Side note, I just out of curiosity, I clicked on Koi's little esports page, and their backup mid laner's name is Blue Knight. Do you think this is a rebranding for White Knight?
I sure hope so.
Okay, he's also a mid laner now, which is a little strange, but just, you know, kind of curious. Maybe there's just two people who like knights and wanted to associate a color with them.
Anyways, I guess I have
it.
No
final
fucking
thoughts,
idea.
Nothing else.
So
I'm just,
weird.
I'm just bringing it up.
Let's see. All right. Let's do. Uzi's back.
Uzi's back.
China. Do you think Uzi's like as good as what he used to be?
Washed.
I kind of agree with that.
He doesn't have the hands for it. He's not built for it.
I don't think he does have the hands for it anymore.
I think the whole reason he quit playing was because of the hands. Maybe he's got it though. I think that there's a world where there's like a version of him that's still really good. But
no way.
I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, right? And I remember vividly the scarring traumatic events that took place in 2012 when Derrick Rose came down from a layup and hurt his knee. And he was just never hooping the same after that. And I would imagine it's kind of similar with Uzi. It's one bad pinky click on the tab to check your stat line and it's just over, right? It's just done.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's something similar to that.
Yeah, I think you know, maybe just nah, no more.
Yeah, I haven't watched enough LPL since like the first week, but it's definitely on the agenda now. I know I saw something on Reddit. It was from like a little bit or around the time that it was rumored that Uzi was going to be playing for EDG or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And apparently there was a dude who climbed a tree to get a picture in their office.
Oh, I saw that.
You saw
Yeah.
the picture?
No, I didn't see the picture. I saw
There's no picture of the dude in the office. I saw a picture of the tree outside of the office.
I that's what I saw. I saw a picture of a tree and an arrow of where he was.
Yes, and
He was like at the very fucking top.
correct. There is an image of the picture that he took as well, which you can't tell that any of the players are Uzi, which is really funny. But anyways, I just figured I'd bring that up because I think it's really funny that a dude climbed a tree. Like, Uzi is like, he's like a bit of a washed up player now. Like, he's kind of a has-been.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the next episode, Matt, we're saying we're back like Uzi.
Back like Uzi. We've got a new one. Thank
He's
God.
Done this a bunch of times though, hasn't he?
I think this is the first time since BLG last year.
Yeah,
he's back. But that BLG one was the first time after, like, he's been on, or he was on RNG for a while. Like, kind of in contract hell, because I think he was locked into, like, a streamer contract, and he was, like, stuck. Couldn't get out of it. Got out of it. Played on BLG. Stunk it up. Got replaced by Doggo. Doggo sucked. Both of them are gone. Now Uzi's back. Doggo is also still on team, but I'm pretty sure that team is last place.
Wait, wasn't Doggo good, though? Back,
the team
he used to be.
He's more like a, it's like a mythological creature, right? So like he had like one good performance, during the play-ins against like a Turkish team.
Yeah.
if that says anything, which
nope, not
volumes.
Much. Uh-huh.
I can't even find what team he's on currently. I'm not even sure if he's on a team. I know he was. I don't know if I'm even committed to clicking through all these teams to see what team he's on.
Nope, don't even worry about it.
I mean, I'm going to do it while we're talking, but...
All right, let's move forward then.
Yeah.
Top five, Matt.
Yeah,
we're making it up.
No, it's already been made up. It's been decided.
Oh, oh
we're
it's
doing,
been,
we're
it's
doing
been
the
decided.
Yeah, we're doing the top five players from the M&I. I figured that one was going to be pretty obvious.
Yes,
so
obviously.
We'll each,
how did we miss that?
We'll each give our top five players from the M&I.
All right.
Which was happening at the same time as MSI, naturally. So, like, you know, obviously no MSI players are there. So if you say one of them, you might be fabricating it. And I don't want you to get caught off guard or anything. So, like, don't say anyone who's at MSI.
Okay, okay.
Not
okay,
that you would,
okay.
Because you were an event runner of the M&I. So obviously you'd know what players were there.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Yeah. Okay, man, bro.
Okay.
So, anyways, who's your number five player from the M&I of 2023?
Wow, you're making me go first, dude. That is troll.
I'm having a great time with this already.
Hold up.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a second.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
So we're just gonna be quiet.
Yeah. I mean, you're laughing. It's not quiet.
You could go first.
No, you're going first. I put you on the spot. It's too late.
Yeah, you really did put me on the
I know.
Spot.
I gave you some time. I monologued a little bit after saying what we were doing.
All right. My number five player at the M&I is LeBron James.
That's a pretty solid pick. You know, some of his performances really caught me off guard. The fact that he was even there was even more jarring.
I know. He was a sub.
Who was he a sub for? And what role was this player playing? If you didn't say he was a sub for it, it would be pretty easy.
He plays somewhere. Phil.
So he was subbing in for Solo.
Yep.
So Solo was like, I'm too old for this shit. So they sent in 40-year-old LeBron James to substitute playing Phil for Solo. What's LeBron's in-game name?
King James. Isn't that like what his Twitter handle is?
Yeah, that's what he's referred to sometimes.
Yeah, King James.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yep.
That's a pretty good, that's a pretty good number five. I mean, some might argue he's one of the greatest basketball players of all time, and he's only number five out of your players from the M&I. That's crazy. It's really crazy.
I know,
crazy.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's pretty wild.
Isn't it wild?
Anyways, my number five from the M&I is White Knight. He showed up, and we were all stunned. I'll tell you. It's like, I'm trying to think of what it's like comparable to, like when someone shows up that you don't expect, right? Like in like a movie
like
or something.
LeBron James.
Yeah, I mean, it's like similar to that. Honestly, I think it's a bit more shocking that White Knight was there, because for one, he's not from the States, right? He's from Europe. Okay.
Yeah.
This. How did he even hear about this? I didn't invite him. You know, like, how did he know? He's. Who's he a sub for? If you're claiming he's a sub, I was pretty sure he was on the main roster, but.
Oh my god.
It's okay. He wasn't a sub. You were just misinformed. It's
no. I'm watching LCS and the worst fucking play ever just occurred.
I find it hard to believe that the worst play ever just occurred after you had already seen the worst play ever.
No. It's somehow
worse, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hold up. Let me see what happens here. This is so troll! What?
Okay.
Oh my god, could I... could I tell you what happened?
Sure, yeah, tell me what happened. It's not gonna.
Alright, so it's... NRG versus
my eyes are
IMT.
Closed, just so you know. I'm painting all this in my head.
That's fine. NRG versus IMT.
Yeah.
Somehow IMT came back into it. They were down like 9k gold. They were down. They brought it back and there's like 4k left.
Yeah.
For them to bring back. Uh-huh. So they're like getting a free Baron.
I picture FBI AFK in the found right now.
He should be after what just happened. So
God.
Okay, so it's literally free. So there's no jungler and energy up.
Yeah.
They're doing Baron.
Yeah.
The Baron is free. Palafox comes over on Gragas, throws a barrel, and there's like 700 health left on the Baron, and there's like three or four Immortals team members right there. They just stop hitting the Baron, and then. And then the barrel explodes and it gets it steals it, man.
Maybe their jungler didn't have smite.
No way, bro.
Maybe
they
Kenby...
had three people there that they should have just been like hitting or something. And oh
so did
my
Kenby
god,
not have smite?
I don't know.
He must not have.
It didn't look like he smite, but it looked like the worst play ever. Like, why aren't you just using your highest damage moves that you can to try and get this? Like, there's no. Oh my
that
god.
That Gragas cast hits like a truck. No lie.
Yeah, and I mean.
Anyways, who's your number four, Dan? Number four player from the M&I.
Shit. I had one and I forgot. What's his name? LOL Tyler 1.
Oh, wow. He showed up, huh?
We were going to pay him more than anyone else would, so.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean,
so
you can't really.
He decided to come in, and he also heard that King James is going to be there, so.
He pulled up for the
he did pull up to see LeBron.
Fair enough. Yeah, my number four is, it's X-Mythy. He really showed up to this tournament. I wasn't expecting him to be as good as he was for, Dignitas' Academy team. You know, considering he's old enough to be the father of the other members of that team, it was really shocking that he was even playing, let alone playing at the level he was playing at. I mean, he really dragged this team to a solid last place finish, but it was impressive. You know, he was one of the focal points of that team. So, good stuff out of X-Mythy.
What year did G2 win MSI?
2018.
2019.
2019. Yeah, never mind. It's 19.
2019.
Who's your number three, Dan?
Yeah, I'm finding it right now.
You can't remember his name, can you? I know who you're going to say. I know his name.
I don't know why I can't think of it right now, man. Ah, it's him. Promise Q.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
This was truly
a star-studded
event.
We couldn't host a tournament without the GOAT.
No,
so.
Correct. That's where we had LeBron and Promise Q. This was like if two of the best of all time or up among the best of all time of their craft.
Among us, yeah.
Yeah, sus. If two of the best of their amongst the best of their craft.
Yeah, among
showed
us.
Up, yeah. Yeah. showed up to the same tournament. It really was like a meeting of the greats. Yeah. What did you think of Primus Q's performance? What do you think his best champ was that he played?
Well, it was really weird. He pulled out Gragas support.
Yeah, that's not that weird.
oh, it's not?
No, I don't think so. I think you could have said something more weird, like Kisante or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Garen support. That's what I meant to say.
That's real.
Yeah, it is real.
It's a
and I may have whispered it to him before one of the games.
Oh,
and,
you leaked it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were showing favorites in the tournament that we hosted, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
Okay.
I know there's a lot on the line, and I think he needed it. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
My number three was Ram Your Mommy. He really put up some numbers that we didn't expect to see, especially from someone so new to the game. So you gotta just respect it, He pulled up to the M&I, barely knowing how to play the game, right? And he just he dominated, and it's a
domination.
It's a big part of why they got second to last place. I'm sure of it. So it's impressive stuff. It's impressive stuff. I mean, it's tough competition for that last place spot, especially with a team with X Smithy on it. He's like 50 years old.
Jesus.
That's a free win. Anyways, who's your number two? Two? Is it number two for you? Yeah, two. You said LBJ 2-1 and then Promise Q.
Let's see.
You could just throw a name out there. There's a lot of players here. You could just throw out any name. There's like maybe 30 names you can't say.
Let's say we're gonna go with PP God.
That's crazy because he's also my number two. PP God is also my number two. He was on the short list for number one, but ultimately, PP God had to take it. I mean, he had to take number two, of course. Because it would be more fitting for this other player to get number two, but I think he's been number two most of his career, so he'll be my number one. But number two for sure, PP God. He really showed up, and it's a big part of why his team won. Because honestly, with all the players we've listed, if PP God really did just show up, he would probably be the best amongst. Yeah. Majority of them. Yeah, Among Us. This was actually an Among Us tournament. We didn't even play League. League was a side event. Anyways, since I said my number two, I guess it's your number one, Dan.
Ah, fuck, man.
I tried to monologue. Gave you so much time to talk.
I know. I'm thinking here.
Okay, I can give you mine if you want. I've already got it, so.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, my number one's Doodoo. Like I said, number two most of his career. Get it? Anyways, he deserves to be number one because he's been number two his whole career. And I think he just had a standout performance. Second to none, at least in my eyes, quite literally.
It's tough. I've got a few, so.
Yeah. Some real all-stars at the M&I.
I'm trying to...
Yeah, again, you could just say any name. Really killing the momentum of the bit, Dan.
I know. Wait, we're doing a bit?
No, this isn't a bit. This is real. Sorry.
Oh, this is real?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'm very close to one, okay?
I don't believe you.
It's Voy Boy.
Okay.
He's been gone for a while now, but this is where he decided to come back and play.
Yeah. Good for him.
He had to warm up for the Disguised Toast invitational thing.
Yeah, the show match that they did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yet another prestigious event. Not as prestigious as the M&I, of course.
No. Absolutely not.
Be real.
You know, that's why you go to the M&I is to train.
Yeah.
Okay. If Immortals win this fucking game, there's no shot. Oh my god.
If Immortals win this game, it's because of FBI. It's the only reason. He doesn't have it, Dan. I've said
Wait,
it.
He's actually dead.
FBI's dead?
Yeah.
Of course he is. Robot.
Oh boy. It's very tense. But yeah, so Voy, you know, he definitely remembers me from the picture that we took at the summer finals last year.
Definitely.
And somehow Immortals won this, so Immortals are winning the LCS.
Correct. That is that's a lukewarm take.
Jesus, man. All right. Yep.
Yeah, I think I think we've covered everything. I think this was solid. We really covered all the bases. We talked about the M&I a little bit, which we didn't really close out. You know, the last couple of times we talked, we could have closed it out, but we didn't. Now we have. It's closed out. We gave our top five of the players from that. So that's good. You know, it's done.
Uh-huh,
we put it to bed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
I'm ready to be put to bed.
Man, you know,
Solo needs to be put to bed. Guys, 30 out
Who
there.
Who else can be put to bed, Dan? What else can be put to bed? Since we're just saying things can be put to bed. We didn't talk about the
socials. Anyone who gets hit by a Zoe bubble could be put to bed.
True. Anyways, socials. Follow us on Spotify, Losers Crew Podcast, Apple Podcast. Same thing. It's in Apple Music, album soon. Follow us on Twitter at Losers Q Pod. Send us your sads, mads, glads, bads at losersqpodcast@gmail.com. I don't know how to end it. I guess I could just click the button. But
that's
like,
it. That's, later, losers.
That's it. Later, losers. And then I hit the button, and then it ends.